This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election. Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Speaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I am wondering, how did we get here? It's already our beginning our second week of broadcast in the 2018 calendar year. Superdon, this year has flown by already. It's like practically 2019.
Is it already? Wow. It's probably because of all those cold temperatures that you're experiencing. I noticed you have your jacket on today.
You know what? I'm going to take it off just in case. I overheat in the new year. I got my far infrared foot sauna going on below me, so I'm good now. I'm sweating up to the oldies. Listen, we got think about that. We're 7 days into the new year.
Yeah.
Hold your breath. It's going. Don't hold your breath. Breathe, everybody. Breathe. We're going to be okay. Except. If somebody's breathing on you with flu. But they might not be. We're going to get to that in a moment.
Yes.
I'm going to give everybody heads up. We got a really cool show today because CBD, hemp, cannabis, there's more news than ever. And we're going to try and dig deep into the news, particularly for our friends in Iowa, where we've covered last week the controversy about whether CBD is legal or illegal in Iowa. And we've got a perspective that we didn't get on Friday with Stuart Tonk from CB Sciences. We got Josh Hendricks, the hemp farmer from Kentucky, and he's going to give us some more insight into that today. Also, we're going to celebrate. I don't know if we're going to dance to the music, but next hour we got the anniversary of the birth of a good buddy of ours going to join us, not a doc, Chris Barr. So exciting things, neurological degradation diseases, eye diseases, Morgellons. You want to talk about some serious stuff that you will not hear about on other shows, particularly in the way we will address them. Today is your day. We are just warming up here. And I was out in the garden. Looks like everything survived the 2 days, 2.5 days of frost freeze where I am, Super Don. Why are you laughing?
Let's ask George what it's like in Minnesota right now.
No, don't ask, because we're going to look like, I'm going to look like a total wimp when I'm talking. But I'm thinking about my wintertime crops. So, yeah, I am concerned about that. And, I covered them up. They all seem to have done well. The potato leaves were very sensitive, more sensitive than I imagined. The strawberries, they rocked through it. They've got some resilience there. And the carrots doing great. The beets doing great. So
How are you doing with the cold
weather?
Me?
I don't care about me.
Are you more sensitive than the potato leaves?
Yes, I'm very sensitive.
Okay, all right.
But I got coats. But actually, today I might go back out after the show and do some mountain biking again. So, the wind chill will bring it back down again. But I'll layer up. So,
nice.
With that, let's get a move on. Yes, indeed, we have breaking news on the flu. This flu season, this is from the CDC, in fact. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You want to check this out because when you hear about pronouncements in the news about CDC says worst flu season ever, but still get your flu shot, even though the flu shot works maybe 10, maybe 15% of the time. What does it even mean to work? What is it working against? What is it working for? Is it supporting immune system functions, or is it damaging immune system functions? Well, that may in fact be secondary to the reality that the statistics that the CDC proffers about the flu are inflated, to say the least. We're talking big helium Hindenburg balloon, actually hydrogen at that point. It's going bye-bye. If it hasn't already gone bye-bye over the years of our coverage here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, it's only because we have two or three listeners. But we're growing, one listener at a time. And we're getting the word out on the CDC's flu scam. Now, our friend Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and Vaxter has put this out in a nice, neat perspective that I want everybody to check out. If you scroll down, you're going to see letters that the CDC has sent out to, like, health departments about tracking flu or not tracking flu. We've argued that the cases that they claim, like, remember when it was 36,000 deaths a year? They said, oh, 36,000 people every year die from influenza. And then come to find out, at the time, a PhD candidate, Peter Doshi, from, Johns Hopkins at the time, wrote a, you know, a, his, what do you call that when you graduate for the PhD? You remember that term, Super Don? Come on, bring in your academic side.
Dumber.
Not dumber, your treaties, what do they call it? You have to write it before you graduate and get your PhD.
Your doctorate?
Doctorate, yeah.
Your thesis?
Thesis. Nailed it. Nailed it. See,
okay.
Super D.
All right.
You're back. Yeah. He was only gone for a moment, folks. He's
Happy
back.
Happy Sunday.
Yeah. and he wrote about this and suddenly realized that the 36,000 deaths were not from flu necessarily, but from flu, what they call flu-related illnesses, flu-related complications. They were actually from secondary or tertiary respiratory ailments after you had overcome what they thought might have been the flu. Now, it hasn't gotten better because, well, the actual number may be around 1,000 a year, maybe. And that might still be an exaggeration in terms of annual deaths to influenza in the United States. Go ahead and throw in Canada in there as well. Why not? It's not much more. So what is the reality here? We've got to look back at not only did they lie and exaggerate about the annual rate of death to flu, but the fact that they just don't even test for it for the most part. They would take a nasal swab, a throat swab, and find out, hey, is there actually any influenza virus present? And even then, I would argue that would not be enough, because for it to be the cause of, the claimed cause of the influenza that's manifested in your body, you would have to have, I'm just going to say it, copious amounts. Copious doesn't even consider, it's like millions and millions and millions of replicant copies of this virus. Not just, let's take a sample of unknown fragments of genetic material, amplify it hundreds of millions of times, and then say it's the cause. That's polymerase chain reaction, PCR. No, we're talking, they don't even test it in most cases. And that was the great dilemma of the swine flu crisis, the bird flu crisis. Ultimately, we look back and we begin to realize that the flu is a PR propaganda campaign to promote the flu shot. It isn't reality in terms of manifestation. Now, does this mean that your brother, your mother, your sister did not get sick with something? Because they clearly had respiratory symptoms. They had sinus congestion. They had fever. True. And I've never argued against that. But the question is it an influenza causation? And even if it were present on this show, we even question that. Yes, imagine that. We question reality of the medical dunderheads at the Centers for Disease Creation. That the evidence that viruses are replicating in your body is not proof that the virus was the cause of the disease. In fact, it manifested in an immune system that had been compromised. A microbiome that had become imbalanced due to overuse and abuse of even good quality food, gluttony, over the holidays, disrupted the microbiome and then manifested a weakness in the immune system, allowing for, let's say, viral activity, whether it's externally acquired or from within, to begin to manifest, because also, in concert with the upset of the microbiome, you have deficiencies in key minerals. Stress can induce deficiency. Heavy metals can induce these deficiencies by displacing minerals, or the fact that the food that you're eating doesn't have the minerals to begin with. And so that can manifest again in viral replication. But let's put aside even the viral replication and recognize that the claims that influenza viruses are the cause of these massive amounts of respiratory and flu, fever-like ailments, whatever it's called, We've got stats here in this article, thanks to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Over the last 19 years, up until 2016, 1997 to 2016, only 15% of all influenza-like illness was caused by influenza viruses. Only 15%! And you combine that with the 10 to 15% claimed efficacy of the annual flu shot, or this year's flu shot. What is it preventing? 10 to 15% of the 15% of the respiratory... That's statistically insignificant. All you're doing is damaging your body's, your immune system by introducing mercury. Foreign animal DNA. It's just, it's a mess, Super Don. It's an absolute mess. I just got to be clear, Super D, that you're hearing me right.
Yes, I am hearing you right. And you know, look, right now the flu is dominating the health news right now. Flu mm-hmm. here, flu there, people over here, people there. People dying, kids dying, old people dying. Mm-hmm. And it's not that we are trying to minimize or make light of the fact that people are suffering and people that no. are sick. But you have to understand that when you look at all the statistics of mm-hmm. this situation, the fact that people are getting the flu and that people are dying is not... validating the value of the flu shot, which is that's what they're trying to do. Look, people are getting sick. Get your flu shot. That's it.
Right.
That's the only solution that they have. What this needs to point out is that the flu shot is not the answer. The flu shot is a failure. So the question then is, you have people that are getting sick. People are dying. Obviously, people are going to die if they have compromised immune systems, they have underlying, you know, problems and things that are going on. So, this then begs the question, what do people do?
All right. Well, first of all, avoid the flu shot like the plague, as they say. Flu-like illnesses include fever, cough and sore throat, runny and stuffy nose, muscle or body aches, chills, headaches, fatigue. They're going to tell you to take over-the-counter drugs to manifest a reduction of symptoms. But at what cost? Because your body is smart. A fever is to fight off the so-called bad guys. I don't want to reduce a fever. Tylenol? Devastating to your liver. You can end up with secondary complications due to using the drugs that the mainstream medically conflicted mafia media is promoting here. So we're going to take silver hydrosol. I'm going to take extra selenium every day, the whole food form we talk about with Chris Barr. Echinacea is viable. Beta-1-3-D glucan to modulate immunity. Hydration, extra hydrogen coming in through your water. Rest, sleep. Yes, the basic common sense things. And, of course, be careful not to overeat and disrupt your microbiome. In that case, of course, we need to replenish the good, healthy microflora. That's probiotic supplementation. These are some basic concepts. Also, homeopathic, multi-strain flu relief. Whether it is flu or not, homeopathy doesn't care. It's going to work even for the flu-like illnesses, unlike the flu shot, which is a failure.
Will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Robert Scott Belzer. All right, now that we've put the flu shot propaganda, the flu propaganda in our rearview mirror, y'all know what not to do, right? And you know what to do. Now we got to, if you're anxious about what we've just covered, the fact that we've been lied to by the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, the CDC and P, and much of the pharmaceutically conflicted mainstream media about influenza, is it possible we've been lied to about cannabis? Oh, of course, that's a rhetorical question. We've been lied to about that plant for many, 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 many decades, and they're just now catching up. But over the course of the last few years, we've been covering it intensely since I included information in Unlock the Power to Heal, the book I wrote with Ty Bollinger. There's been a lot of confusion in the news media, a lot of confusion in government on the federal level, on the state level, local things. We got nullification happening, the 10th Amendment in full force. 29, maybe 30 states in the District of Columbia now have told the feds to pound sand on this issue. That is cannabis, cannabis freedom on a state level versus the feds' prohibition. I've argued that the feds have no authority, according to the Constitution, to ban a plant. That hasn't stopped them. The states kind of rolled over until recently. But what about the states that have not fully embraced the concept of the 10th Amendment and believe the feds' claim that all cannabis in all of its forms, including hemp and CBD, is illegal? It's a Schedule I drug. Well, clearly there's still confusion out there. We try to clear it up all of the time. I had a great comprehensive... My main focus on Friday's show with Stuart Tump from CB Sciences was to cover the vast array of scientific literature and all the very significant benefits that CBD has on the human and animal body. But the question is legality. We still got to tackle that issue. And to help us navigate that today, Josh Hendricks is back from CB Sciences. Josh, welcome, my friend.
What's up, RSB? Happy Sunday to you.
Yeah, man, our first broadcast day of the week, and we're appreciative of you joining us on the weekend as we begin here. And the concerns I have is that anytime we cover news stories on any level, that we are accurate in how we communicate, because there's a lot of fear associated. Particularly, we have a lot of health food store owners and people that carry the CB Sciences plus CBD oil or other CBD, and they're afraid, they're nervous. Could it be that they can't do it? Can they do it? And Josh, you got to help us out here.
Well, I think, you know, it's state by state, as you mentioned, we've dealt with different issues in various states, and it's really confusing because, and the thing I have to get across to the store owners that carry our product that I talk to on a regular basis is, you know, these law enforcement officials, these legislators, you know, I think about my mom when I first started doing this. I mean, she didn't understand it either. She's obviously never been a proponent of marijuana. She didn't really understand hemp, but she certainly got confused when we started talking about hemp extracts and plus CBD oil and things like that. So, you know, education is key, but at the same time, these are the people in power. We live in a knee-jerk world now where as soon as something happens, everyone wants to bash the government. But in situations like in Indiana and Nebraska and Iowa, which is we're seeing now, you know, I can't overemphasize enough that some of these folks are just doing their job. They think they're doing their job properly, and they're causing all this confusion. And, you know, you get into medical marijuana versus recreational marijuana versus hemp. You throw in cannabidiol, which is CBD, and you talk about the other phytocannabinoids and THC. And it, you know, I was making notes earlier going through some articles before the show, and I was like, you know, it's very obvious why this would be so confusing to the powers that be. But I think we're turning that corner. We're there. We're out there. You know, if you look at the retail numbers from last year and the spend data from not just our company but many other companies and the progression that hemp products and hemp-derived products have made, you can see that it's already happening. But, you know, the important distinction is hemp, right? It's the source. And we always try to go back to the source, whether that's at the federal level or the state level. And, you know, some states have confusing laws in regards to medical cannabis, and some of those are specific to cannabidiol. When you read them, you can tell the people that wrote them don't understand the cannabis plant or how all those compounds within it work and which ones are psychoactive and which are not, what the terminology pharmaceutical grade means and things like that. So it is very confusing, but I think if we all stand by the source rule, which is that comes from hemp, that's legal. Hemp products have been legal for over 20 years. You know, the confusing thing is that everybody wants to call this cannabis oil or literally cannabis oil when it should be cannabidiol. You know, the people reporting this don't understand it either. The journalists are telling a story that they're trying to figure out as they go. So we all need to keep that in mind when we see these headlines.
All right, Josh. Well, when we come back from this break, I want to go into the nuances of some of the recent news articles out of Iowa as well. How do we navigate? How do we respond? I want access. I want everybody to have access to the benefits of this healing plant and the substances coming from it, the hemp plant. And Josh Hendricks from CB Science is going to help us do that. If you have any questions or comments and you're watching on YouTube, submit them there. We'll interact with you. Also, the notes are up at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Folks, never fear. CBD oil is here. Or shall I say hemp oil? Is it cannabis? Is it? There's so many ways to describe the things we've been utilizing as a dietary supplement on this show for a number of years now. And, of course, our friends at CB Sciences have helped to support all of our efforts to access something that I've said very specifically. It kept my wife alive for 6 years when she was in excruciating pain until we could solve and resolve it. And this is, if I call it food from God, God medicine, listen, take it from the heart of where I'm speaking from. This is our birthright in health and healing, to access the plants of creation. You could cite biblical support or other supports, but my gosh, the attacks on those who are making this available on every level, from the federal down to the local level and the health food store that's carrying it, It upsets me. It hurts my heart a little bit, maybe a lot, when I see this happening. And so we have Josh Hendricks from CB Sciences to help us navigate this so we can minimize the wrong interpretations of the law so that we can maximize the accessibility of hemp and products from hemp to the people most in need and animals most in need. And Josh, we have friends that are retailers around the country, and particularly we mentioned this in Iowa, and a local police department raided two health food stores or shops that had the CBD oil. The question is how to combat this without getting into a combative situation, if at all possible. Does it come down to the right way to communicate these terms, their definitions, etc.? What are we to learn from this?
Well, I think what's happened in Iowa is you had a law passed in the past session called the medical cannabidiol law. And, you know, at first I thought that was a medical marijuana law. I still kind of think it leans towards medical marijuana, but it doesn't have anything to do with hemp. It doesn't mention industrial hemp. It doesn't talk about industrial hemp, which we know is removed from the Controlled Substance Act and has been for 13 years now, 14, going on 14 years. And it really does confuse things. So the number one thing is it's not even going into, you know, it doesn't even happen until 2019. So if they're saying that's the law and that's the reason they're going in, they're saying that no products containing cannabinoids whatsoever, which are all the cannabinoids, THC, et cetera, at a pharmaceutical grade are allowed. Well, that gets even more confusing because pharmaceutical grade, the United States Pharmacopeia, means 99% purity. Well, that's an isolate. So you take the isolates out. None of us are selling isolates. I mean, I can only speak for plus CBD oil, but mm-hmm. we're selling a full spectrum hemp extract. It's a botanical extract. There's not a ton of CBD in there in terms of the full view of the product. It's a plant. There's a lot of plant material, plant waxes, terpenes, all kinds of good things coming from an agricultural plant, not an isolated pharmaceutical grade compound. So, you know, fish oil has pharmaceutical grade, but you can also go get it at your health food store because that's a full spectrum fish oil. It's not isolated out, mm-hmm. removed and crystallized and all that good stuff. So it gets very confusing. You know, the retailers are, you have this authoritative figure telling you broke the law, yet there was no citations handed out. There was no no charges, no arrests. So even the police chief of Carroll, Iowa, was quoted in one article that said, by saying it's a confusing law. It's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. And I think it's much like Indiana, where it is confusing, but there is legal standing for hemp and all hemp-derived products, especially hemp extracts, or especially hemp foods, but also including hemp extracts, because, as I said, there's CBD in there. That's the main constituent in the hemp plant. We talk about the 100 phytocannabinoids that there are. But there's also little bits of all of those in there, which is why we call it full spectrum. It's not an isolated compound. It's not meant to be pharmaceutical. It's not marketed for medicinal qualities. So, you know, you get into that quasi-gray area or whatever, and that's when we decide, okay, we need to go in and rewrite this hemp law so that people understand there's hemp as the plant, there's hemp products. They're all over here in this category. It's completely separate from marijuana. You mentioned, you know, the Sessions deal, mm-hmm. and I've had to do interviews, and we've had to talk as a group with our other industry leaders to say, look, our stance is this doesn't affect hemp. This is strictly a marijuana law. The two categories are completely separate industries with completely separate consumers, and I think, you know, that's just where it gets confusing. So to answer your question about Iowa, I think we're watching it, and we're talking to legislators and lawmakers and, you know, all the way up to the governor's office, trying to figure out, you know, who do we need to educate properly, Iowa Board of Pharmacy, Iowa Public Health Department, to say, look, there's at least our products. I can't speak for anyone else's, but a lot of these products are coming from very illegal plant, remaining within the legal definition of hemp. And, you know, yes, they are a hemp extract or a botanical extract that contain CBD, but in no way is that a pharmaceutical-grade product.
Well, my perspective that I'm gathering as we talk here, and I get that definitions, words, and you've got to establish the groundwork, so to speak, or the playing field, right? Here are the rules of the game. You say hemp, it's defined this way. You say cannabis, it's defined this way. You say marijuana, it's defined this way. Extracts, pharmaceutical grade, all of those things. I think I'm sensing that a business in Iowa even would have a strong ability to challenge the confiscation of products based on the vagueness. Because, as you said, you think they would have arrested, fined, done something, and they're saying they're not pressing charges. Why? Because I think they realize they're on tenuous legal grounds, even that if a challenge was made, even if the cop is a butthead, that just, you know, on the basis of the law, you can push back on these folks and you could triumph.
Well, and if you do win, you know, then you have case precedents, right? If you can overturn some kind of charges, which they would never levy because they know they're going to lose, or they, you know, there's a good chance they're going to lose. You know, county attorneys don't prosecute cases they don't think they can win very often, because to progress in that world, you have to have a good track record. And, you know, they always cut deals and stuff on their end to, when they know that the case is weak or it's even if it's just confusing. I'm not saying that this guy's doing that. I'm just saying,
sure,
if they think it's confusing or whatever, they're going to cover their own, you know, COA, if you will.
Yes.
If you think about it from that point of view, like I said, you know, I got hung up on by a police officer from Muscatine County because I was trying to educate him. He was apparently tired of being educated on the law since he's a law enforcer. But he, you know, I was saying, do you go to heroin dealers' houses and take heroin and then, you know, tell them you'll come back and let them know what the charges are? He was like,
yeah.
You know, of course he was like, well, no, but this is, you know, this is different and, you know, we're trying to find the source. And I was like, well, I'm the source if you, you know, for at least some of the products you confiscated. I work for the company that makes them. And, he got very frustrated with me when I was being very cordial. You know, you have to go into it with look, I know you don't understand this attitude, and sometimes that rubs people the wrong way, but that's the truth. They don't understand it on the level that you and I or some of the other people in the industry understand, or even on the science side of it. So it is very confusing, but it's something that I think over time we'll see it work out. And, you know, the thing that I always talk about too is the confusion isn't always necessarily a bad thing. It always hinders certain people's progress intermediately, but if you stick it out, and like you said over the break there, if you believe in what you're doing, mm-hmm. and you know, you're trying to answer a moral question, and you believe that this is right, I think in the long run, this free advertising and this free publicity will help us educate people and create more consumers and more supporters of this.
I agree. And of course, the human element is, if you're dealing with a small town police department, they've been known, there are some people that are authoritarians. Unfortunately, they're not the nicest in that case, and if they feel like their authority is being challenged, even if you're being nice about it, they want to retaliate, which is a violation of, I would say their oath of office. And of course, that is a bigger issue that surrounds these things in terms of local police corruption, if that's the case. And so it confuses and conflates and makes things worse, because it's not the clear cut. What we're trying to deal with here, officer, is the law clear on this case? Have you done the right thing, or have you inadvertently stolen legal product that can be sold in Iowa,
well,
right?
And the other thing, you know, they're comparing it to this law. I mean, if you go through the definitions, number one, you would have to be 18 to take this. I don't necessarily disagree with that, depending on your health provider. But if you look at the conditions, I mean, you have to fit into these rules. They're saying you can't have a felony to be able to take CBM. This law is definitely meant for a pharmaceutical-grade compound, which is the isolated compound of CBD. As I mentioned, there's hundreds of constituents within our products. Any of the full-spectrum hemp extracts that you see on the marketplace are, you know, littered with, you know, other properties within that product. So this is that's a totally different conversation from even medical marijuana, which people are going to be smoking and, you know, doing the different forms of that. I mean, it's just very, it's a very diverse industry or diverse conversation that obviously your local law enforcement and, you know, Joe Schmo off the street, you know, doesn't understand it. I compare it to my family and my friends. You know, it's taken years for them to understand what's going on, and now most of them take the plus CBD oil every day. So, it, you know, that's my hope that'll happen with the general public as well.
Josh, I acknowledge exactly what you're saying, because my own journey from perception to reality, and perception becomes reality, and over our lifetime, the perception of weed for most was that it was, you know, illegal, immoral, illicit, and dangerous, and addictive, all the things the feds have said. Yet, of course, we've also covered the fact that the federal government holds patent on it. And, of course, there's no benefit if that's the case, right? So we've got still a lot of confusion. If you thought it was going to be a cakewalk just because the states have nullified federal prohibitions, No, there's always going to be nuances to the discussion. Every state in the response is going to be a little bit different culturally. This is why we had 50 grand experiments in freedom, having 50 autonomous sovereign governments or mini nations, as the states are, were to be, if you will. And we've lost some of that. But again, the pushback now, as we even see Jeff Sessions trying to push on the federal level, is that the states are getting more indignant about federal bullying, so to speak. But even on the state level, we see local bullying. I'm not saying it's all intentional. A lot of it is based on the confusion. And Josh, I'm just so appreciative of you taking your time this weekend to come on board to help clear some of this stuff up.
Oh, yeah, happy to do it. I mean, you know, to your point, I think the point, you know, if I was trying to be a little bit of a little bit mean about it or whatever, my other response would be, are y'all really going around the health food stores confiscating botanical extracts that people are taking, you know, because it makes them feel better, helps them get out of bed, helps them have more energy, whatever, for whatever reason they're taking it for? When there's a heroin epidemic going around, and there's meth, and all these other drugs, you know, all these really, really
the opiates.
Bad substances, and they're spending all this. I mean, they said that they surveilled those stores for 6 to 8 weeks before they started confiscating products and stuff. And I wanted to be like, y'all bored?
Really?
Y'all not have enough to do?
You have enough to do, exactly. Yeah. Well, Josh, thank you so much, my friend. Everybody, check out pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com. They're a champion out there for all of our rights to access this plant. And you can get it now and a discount, too. RSB15 gets you 15% off. Josh, my friend, thank you once again. Cannabis
Thanks,
for
RSB.
Health.
Have a good week,
2018.
Buddy.
Happy New Year.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Just to follow up to our opening story on the flu. Again, the vast majority of what they call flu is not flu. They're flu-like symptoms. There are distinctions. Go into the articles at robertscottbell.com in the show notes. You'll see it there. And I'll say, you know, over the past few days, I've been sensing, yes, there's something even going on with me. Just a little bit of rattly kind of a case. Mm-hmm. I'll cough and I'm like, well, where'd that come from, right? And yet, I'm not succumbing to anything. Of course, I'm taking, you know, additional selenium at those times, making sure I'm staying hydrated, getting some rest. But the idea here is that we have control over, and we have warning signs that our bodies are trying to communicate all of the time to say, hey, you got to take care. You're on the verge. You're on the edge. You could go downhill fast, and that just means your body's going to have to respond. And, of course, the symptoms are the response, including fever, if that's the case. And I want to encourage a fever if that's what you need to overcome it. Tylenol can suppress it, or nonsteroidals might be used, but they're very damaging to the digestive system, and that includes the liver and detoxification pathways. So, just again, a reminder, folks, that the whole influenza propaganda campaign is all designed to intoxicate, poison you, and weaken you, suppress you. And if you want strength and vitality, you keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's not that these things are secret. It's just that the mainstream media, aligning itself with the pharmaceutical propagandists, the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, have invested in your ignorance, my ignorance, even prior to knowing all of this, so that they can profit from that ignorance. They can tell you got something you don't even have, and then take something you don't even need for something you don't have that gives you 10 other things that will require 10 other drugs. And it's a great business model if you've got no conscience and if you really want to live long. We've been covering the secrets to longevity recently. And I think, was it on Friday's show, we talked about a 104-year-old woman from Grand Rapids. She claimed her secret to longevity was Diet Coke or Diet Soda.
Diet Coke.
Right.
Yeah, fountain of youth.
Of course, that only came out, I don't know, 25, 30 years ago, whatever. She's had a long, healthy, vital life prior to that. And of course, we talked genetics. She's had other family members that lived over 100. Granted, that we have strengths and weaknesses, all of us. Then we covered another story about being youthful. The key to being, aging gracefully, perhaps, is silliness. keep that childlike silliness going. Of course, Super Don, you and I don't know anything about that at all.
No, no. I still haven't completely grown up, but I think that's a good thing.
Right. Now, we go to somebody who's 96. Apparently might be 97 shortly. And find out what her secret is to a long and happy life. Who are we talking about now? Golden girl Betty White.
Betty White.
Betty White. Happy birthday to B. And we've got some birthday celebrations next hour with our buddy Chris Barr coming up. But what, pray tell, does Betty White say is the secret to her longevity and success? Is it Diet Coke?
No, thank goodness. I was hoping she wouldn't say Diet Coke. But her biggest tip to longevity is this. Enjoy life. And she says that you need to accentuate the positive, not the negative. She says it sounds so trite, but a lot of people will pick out something to complain about rather than say, hey, that was great, or it's not hard to find the great stuff if you look hard enough. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's kind of like that song that we like from, Life of Brian, right?
Oh, always look on the bright side of life.
Right. And so, you know, she's just pointing out the fact that, you know, a positive mental attitude, looking at the silver lining of things, you know, looking to,
humor.
To accentuate.
Humor, yes, she
is
says.
That is going to go a long way on living a long. Because when you do that, what are you reducing, right? Anger.
Mm-hmm.
Stress,
inflammation.
You know, right.
My mom would say, and she's going to be 84, I believe, this month. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mom. I think you're watching on the YouTube. She would say dance. Dancing, right? And dancing, there's a you know element of joy in dancing. Can you dance angry? I suppose. But I don't know. I dance silly, and that
angry,
works for
angry
me.
Dance. Yeah, there is such a thing.
As an angry dance? But even that would dissipate the anger if you think about it, right? You physically move, right? Movement is life. So, folks, the key to longevity, happy, humor, silly, positive, but movement, ultimately. And it looks like Betty White's still very active in her 90s and, you know, overcoming a lot of the toxins we all have to address and deal with. We would also say selenium, chromium, and silica, and more. We're going to get to that next hour. We've got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Special edition, we've got an anniversary of somebody's birth to celebrate next hour. We'll get into some Alzheimer's discussion, some eye diseases. How about some miracles in healing, including for the mysterious Morgellons disease? Stick around. We got that, too, after the break. In the meantime, tell your friends what I'm telling you. It's the God's honest truth. Find it at robertscottbell.com. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right. Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800 337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.